Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
They are just terrorizing communities in an attempt to hit that 3,000 detainment a day quota that Stephen Miller set, and she calls their bluff. This video is brought to you by Surfshark. I want to play for you all a few videos that brilliantly expose what ICE is actually doing on the ground. We have no time to waste, so let's start off with this one, where a county clerk confronts ICE officers and uses some reverse psychology to call their bluff. Now, it's important to know, in this clip, she is not on ICE's side. She's saying, if you're actually trying to target somebody, then you would have a name to give us. Instead, you are going around terrorizing little children. Make sure you drop a like and subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed on YouTube, Facebook, and beyond to help boost the message. And let's watch ICE and their bluff get called.
Hi, I work for the county. If you have a specific person in mind, like, I can likely help you get that person out of here. These families are, they're scared to death. And most of them are just like, what's that? Because you guys keep coming in there and, you know, everything in the news shows you just showing up and popping people in the face and knocking down doors. Okay. So let me just say, if you have a person, let us help you. I know just about every family in here. We don't need to be spending taxpayer money like this. We do not need to be tormenting little children. I mean, I know that some of you people were at one of my houses up here knocking on the door and impersonating local police and telling him to open the door. Yes, you were.
No.
Maybe not you, sir, but some of your cohorts were. I was on the phone with the family when it happened. So don't tell me I'm lying. Now give me a name. I will go and get that for you and bring it here. And I'll save the taxpayer probably. How much are you guys spending today? I know you don't. Who's paying all what people?
Okay, a few things. First of all, it really pisses me off how the ICE agents are all masked up in the car, but they still don't even roll down the windows that are also tinted. If any civilian were acting in this manner, cops would bust the windows open for suspicious activity. But secondly, she's calling their bluff. They don't actually have a name. These are not precise or targeted operations. They very clearly don't have an intentional target they're going for. They are just terrorizing communities in an attempt to hit that 3,000 detainment a day quota that Stephen Miller set. And she calls their bluff. She says, hey, if you have a name, give us a name. If you have a name, give us a name. They have no specific name. They just refuse to even engage, and they continue to want to terrorize people.
You think these guys are on somebody's salary? Get your head out of your ass. Give me the name. I will go get the person for you right now. So that tells me you're not really interested in doing law enforcement here today. Then why aren't you targeting? You come in here and you're knocking on five different houses. You don't know shit. What house is he in? Where does he live? What did he do? What crime? Is what? Let me see it. I will go get him for you.
I mean, the guy is just bullshitting at this point. They end up leaving, nothing gets solved, and the ICE agents continue to terrorize people throughout the country. I do want to say, great work from this lady. She wasn't actually trying to throw anyone under the bus. She was using reverse psychology. She was calling their bluff immediately. Those ICE agents aren't much smarter than Christine Ohm herself. Some right-wing account, we've talked about this before, but some right-wing account said, thumbs up if you think Christine Ohm is doing a good job. And it now has 8 million views because throughout this video, Christy Noem is pointing her rifle at the guy to the right, and watch how nervously he shifts around. He looks down right there and he's like, wait a minute, is she pointing that at me? Then his legs start kind of shifting around beneath. This guy is actually genuinely nervous. Looking away, Christy Noem, That is not proper gun etiquette. The number one rule is you treat a gun, even if it's not loaded, even if it's not loaded, you never point a gun at somebody. That is like the number one rule that you learn. ICE agents don't know that. Christy Noem doesn't know that. ICE agents continue to threaten. This one said, if you raise your voice, I erase your voice.
I will tell you this, brother.
What?
You know, I will tell you this. You raise your voice, I raise your voice.
If I raise my voice, if you'll erase
my... Exactly, yeah. Yeah.
Are you serious? You said, if I raise my voice, you'll erase my voice?
Yeah. Just so fundamentally un-American. I mean, think about this. The First Amendment says you can protest. You can scream as loud as you want. I mean, here's the thing. You probably shouldn't be an asshole and, like, scream in someone's house at midnight or whatever, but you can't justify ever killing somebody for speaking. He is justifying authoritarian fascist behavior. Killing somebody for raising their voice. Just think about it. Here, we see a MAGA supporter, some even rumored an ICE agent, but that's not confirmed, harassing a bunch of kids outside of a Target while they're waiting for a Pokemon card giveaway or opening. There's this whole Pokemon card phenomenon hype, and they're all waiting out there, and some guy comes up and starts harassing them. I needed to share this.
Nobody's illegal, bro. Look at you. Nobody's illegal.
That guy's illegal.
Nobody's illegal.
You won't hit me first. You won't fucking do it. You won't fucking do it.
Hey, kiss him, bro.
You won't do it now. You won't do it now, will you?
He's literally harassing a group of kids and saying, who's illegal here? Which one's illegal? They're all saying, nobody's...
He needs to be arrested, this guy. He needs to be arrested.
Manny, you can do it back out, will you? Back the fuck up, yo.
You want to do it, will you, man? Just...
A lot of cussing there, but if you hear throughout it all, this guy claims he's going to call ICE and says he's going to call his buddies at ICE.
You touch me!
I'm going to harass whoever the fuck I want.
Average Trump supporter, do not let this guy at any Democratic rallies, because this is the type of guy that harasses people. This is breaking news. Video shows MAGA supporter harassing children waiting in line. What about this ICE agent saying that they're going to put this lady on a list for just recording?
It's not illegal to record.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah. Why are you taking my information down?
Because we have a nice little database.
Oh, good.
And now you're considered a domestic terrorist. So
we're videotaping you? Are you crazy?
And in that, they give away the entire game. If they can label you a domestic terrorist or a assassin or something of the sort, they can then justify killing you. And by the way, does anyone else possibly see the relation here? It looks rather similar. Obviously, this isn't Elon Musk going around harassing people. It doesn't even sound like him, but it does look a bit like him. And really quickly, it is more important now than ever to use the internet safely and protect yourself. That is why I use Surfshark. Whether I'm traveling or just working from home, I want to make sure that I'm connected to the Wi-Fi in a very safe and sustainable manner. Surfshark is a VPN, which means it encrypts everything you send online and hides your real location so no one can track what you're doing. But it's a lot more than that. If I'm at the airport or at a hotel or at a cafe and I'm connecting to an insecure network, they can help me in many, many ways protect my data. It's also useful in daily life. When I traveled abroad, I use Surfshark to log into my home banking app without triggering one of those alerts that says, hey, you're getting hacked. I can also use it to access new Netflix libraries from the US or other countries that I wouldn't have access to normally. The best part is, one subscription covers unlimited devices. Laptop, phone, tablet, TV, all protected at once, and they even hit coverage in 100 different countries now. No other VPN has done that, so Surfshark is unique in that way and unique in their 24/7 live support with a strict no-logs policy. So even Surfshark will not track your most personal data. Surfshark runs on RAM-only servers. That means when you disconnect, your data vanishes, you are safe. So if you care about privacy and you want a good deal, go to surfshark.com/Mockler and use code Mockler to get 4 months extra for free. That is surfshark.com/Mockler and use code Mockler. Genuinely check it out for yourself. There is a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to surfshark.com/Mockler, 4 months for free. Thank you all.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.